Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me?
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Oh, we got a great show. Magical engineer Frank and I here. Well, thanks for joining us, first of all, on the American Voice Radio. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about the language of virologists. Mm-hmm. You know, those are the people that figure out what to put in your flu vaccine or any vaccine. So we're going to look into their language, understand how they're thinking or what they're doing, and well, get you a little bit more savvy about it. So we got lots to talk about on the front of, you know, protecting yourself, especially with the flu season on the heels of the fall season just starting tomorrow. Tomorrow's the first day of fall. Also, we're going to be talking about healthy fats that help you out. So we got lots to talk about and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi. Our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm praying for each and every one of those people that serve us, risk their lives, you know, for country, for, you know, what's right. And I also lift up, you know, there's good guys out there, and I lift them up, and I pray for righteous men of valor. I pray for leadership. I pray for safety for this nation. You know what I do when I'm praying? I seek the Lord's face every day, and I said, you know, to put your hedges, your warring angels, your shields, and your encampment about America, right? Righteous men of valor to protect her. And God's will be done. But, you know, Isaiah 59 says we have to seek the Lord's face and pray for truth and justice. So we're supposed to ask for that. And while we're asking for that, you know, just go ahead and slide in righteous men of valor. And a nation that's led correctly, righteously, morally, okay? And so we don't offend the Lord and the Holy Spirit. So, mind time, make row short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. What do we got in the quacker? GlaxoSmithKline. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Guess what they did? They dumped 12 gallons of live concentrated polio virus into the Belgian River September 2nd. According to the Federal Public Service Health Food Chain Safety and Environmental Scientific Institute of Public Health, they said it was, quote-unquote, human error, resulted in the polio virus going into the water supply at the Rixenart City, Belgium, manufacturing plant where they make the polio vaccine. So the contaminated water flowed on downstream to the treatment plant and into the Lesne and Dyle rivers. Health authorities say that the risk to swimmers and fishermen of the contaminated river water is limited. But you know what? If that's the case, why did they ask all the workers at the water treatment plant to get revaccinated? All right, European Center for Disease Prevention and Control appears to be taking the risk a little bit more seriously. They're saying the agency says the Dye River eventually joins up with the Escat and Schat River, which flows into the Netherlands. So poliomyelitis, commonly known as polio, is this viral disease that is typically transmitted between people through fecal or matter or oral pathway of some kind, you know, some sort of body fluid there. 90% of the cases, the disease produces no noticeable symptoms, but about 1% of the case, the virus spreads to the nervous system, destroys the motor neurons and the spinal cord, the brainstem, and the brain's motor cortex. And it produces that paralysis characteristic of the disease. And so the vaccine manufacturing mix-up is really only the latest from GlaxoSmithKline, the world's third largest pharmaceutical company. In 2010, the FDA tested found traces of swine flu virus in the company's Rototrix rotavirus vaccine. Also, they found traces of avian leucosis virus in their company's measles vaccine, traces of Sumerian rotavirus in the Rototech vaccine. Uh-huh. So what you have in your vaccines is just what you're told is in there. You don't know what else might be in there. And we're supposed to believe that's by accident. Last but not least in the quack report, guess what they're going to do in the district of criminals, I mean D.C., yes, Washington, D.C., regulate personal trainers, what they're going to do. So one of the most heavily regulated enclaves is, you know, Washington, D.C., so they're up to it again. New target is personal trainers. You know, the personal trainer market's about a $24 billion a year industry. So now the council passed some legislation that, you know, there's going to be new rules. The council has named a very obscure regulatory panel called the Board of Physical Therapy to oversee, to write new rules for the trainers to guide any health seekers looking for trainers. You know, if you want to weightlift, if you want to do aerobics or Pilates or just any other basic exercise, now there's some sort of license required. So the backers say that consumers need protection, and this is to, you know, protect them against unqualified trainers and problems that could cause injury or sexual misconduct. Okay, You know what? If somebody's going to have sexual misconduct, do you think a license is going to keep them from doing that? That's sort of like, you know, locks on doors are for honest people. Okay, so getting fit, you know, is not a legal action, right? But licenses really is a permit to do something the government says is illegal without their approval. Goodness. Just regulation out the, you know what? And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Yeah, just, you ever, you know, lay in bed and just dream of a time where there's no regulations? I mean, you know, people are just doing what they should do without having to be forced to, you know, I don't know, a little slice, a little sliver of freedom. That's, you just lay in bed and think of that, you know. It'd be nice. All right. We're going to talk a lot about vaccines this episode and about healthy fat. We're going to get to that. But, you know, I was doing a little research on more into, we've talked about vaccines before. But, you know, we're coming into this time of the year where people are going to be getting hit and pushed, even under duress, asked to get vaccinated just to keep their jobs. So I thought, well, let's look into a little bit more of the virologist world where they create all this stuff and just get a little bit more educated about these types of treatments. Because it can be difficult to understand a lot of what scientists are reporting on vaccines that they're creating. You know, generally the public understands, you know, the basic difference between maybe a live or a dead virus in a vaccine. But other than that, do you know anything else? You may have heard what strains they're going to put in this seasonal flu vaccine, but do you know anything else about them? You may know about some of the preservatives and the heavy metals in vaccines, but what else do you know about them? Well, what happens in the lab, you know, after the live dead virus thing is something we should look into. What do scientists do to the pathogens to create maybe some opportunities for discovery, maybe some notoriety and some advancement opportunities for themselves? Are scientists tinkering with pathogenic material for their own aggrandizement, or are they risking human life? You know, or are they doing a service? Do they think they're doing a service? Well, we're going to take a look at what's going on in the lab and know how this may affect mankind, okay? First of all, there's this thing called the principle of vaccines. According to the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations, there are reports on file in their depository explaining some of what scientists are doing with pathogenic material. So there is a theory called the principle of vaccination in which science suggests that the immune system in animals and humans undergoes this immunological response to act in such a way against the pathogen in the vaccine to prevent disease. Okay, theory. Okay, so this is really not based on any clinical proof, according to former chief virologist of the FDA, Dr. Anthony Morris. Now, Dr. Morris, over a 10-year period while working at the FDA, went over the clinical trial evidence and reported it did not support what the scientific community was saying about vaccines, especially about the influenza vaccines. So vaccination is a theory or hypothesis that has not been adequately been proven by science to prevent or reduce pathogenic infection in clinical trials. So Dr. Morris did report that he saw in all the clinical research, which was that vaccines damage the immune system or the central nervous system. So it would appear that the folks in charge of vaccines have produced highly sophisticated propaganda to fool even the most brilliant in the medical communities. Well, let's look about this killing the virus or not killing the virus for the vaccine. Science is stating the basics to creating a vaccine is to take a live virus, kill it, and inject it into a lab animal. So this is called the inactivated vaccine. Now, science also takes live viruses that are considered to not cause serious disease and infect lab animals with that. So this is known as a live vaccine. And science does not leave matters there. Mm-mm. They take live viruses with desirable properties and they clone them. This is called cloned live vaccine. Now, scientists also genetically engineer vaccines when they take a part of the genetic material from the live virus and insert it into a different virus, thus producing a what is called a recombinant vaccine. So a four-strained influenza vaccine for this year's flu, 2015 and 16, is a quadrivalent recombinant vaccine. It's all genetically modified. So, I mean, if you're worried, if you have a problem with genetically modified foods, you're going to have a problem with this. However, people are really not told that they're getting a genetically modified flu shot. So when you're considering vaccines, there's basically three types. There's the live lentogenic, the live mesogenic, and the inactivated vaccines. So what this means is the live lentogenic vaccine is from a field virus. The mesogenic virus is moderately virulent, and it's used primarily in the animal husbandry area. And the inactivated vaccines are made from viruses grown in eggs and then treated with an inactivating agent, usually formalin or beta-propylactone. Now, formaldehyde used to preserve biological specimens, and beta-propylactone is a compound from the lactone family or ester family, and it's been known to cause cancer in lab animals. So, you know, getting better, isn't it? So the adjuvant that then they add to make the inactivated virus immunogenic, in other words, to force an antibody response from the immune system. So you see where this is going. We're told that the inactivated virus cannot replicate or spread, but live virus vaccines are heat sensitive. So, you know, transporting and storing them is just more expensive. So they're doing the genetically modified recombinant vaccines, and they're also doing these lentogenic or mesogenic or inactivated is the big one, the inactivated one, with all the formaldehyde in it. I mean, you know, if someone came up to you with a needle full of formaldehyde, says, let me inoculate you with this, you'd probably run the other way. But if they said, hey, let me inoculate you with a influenza flu vaccine so you won't get the flu, you'll roll up your sleeve, right? Maybe not. Not after this show. Well, let's look at these recombinant vaccines again. The recombinant genetically modified vaccines use protein antigens from bacteria or some pathogenic organism that has been, quote, purified by science. So a pure protein-based bacterial organism in vaccines produces an abnormal response from the immune system. So the design is based on a conceptual theory of how the human immune system functions. And science does not know how the immune system functions in its entirety, so therefore, they're guessing. So science thinks that the immune system will react to the recombinant vaccine by targeting protein antigens called epitopes. Now remember, the recombinant vaccine is a man-made mutation or genetic modification transforming one species of a pathogen into another. It is sometimes called protein biochemistry, making one species host an organism from another species not naturally found and thus fragmenting the genes. So what science creates is a freak pathogen protein and adds adjuvants to hyperstimulate the immune system. So scientists are trying to use these freak proteins to target specific immune system responses. Did you hear me? They use them to specifically target your immune system responses. So your immune system has several responses, and we're going to get into that. So are they switching something off in your immune system? Well, what they do is they override the natural ability of the immune system to react and thereby disable its normal function. So this could be why there are numerous cases of autoimmune disease. And science tells us that this strategy removes all risk of infection from the live or inactive vaccines. However, science also states that the recombinant vaccine protect against secreted toxins released by the pathogen rather than protect against infection from the virus or bacteria. So according to BioVentures for Global Health, the following vaccines are recombinant vaccines on the market in use. Now, these are your genetically modified vaccines: cholera, diphtheria, hepatitis B, and tetanus. Now, according to vaccines.gov, the recombinant vaccines, the genetically modified ones under development, are for HIV, rabies, and measles. So this is really a new generation of vaccines, if you will. So the new generation of vaccines are the ones science is tinkering with by adding genetically modifying genomes, proteins, and then adding adjuvants. So not all virologists agree that overstimulating the immune system and using GM pathogens is a good idea. So there is concern that these vaccines will encourage more autoimmune, neurological, or internal medicine diseases, as well as death. Let me read you this quote by, well, this was taken out of a review for vaccination and autoimmune disease. What is the evidence? It says the association between infection and autoimmune disease has, however, stimulated a debate as to whether such disease might also be triggered by vaccines. And Dr. Thomas Cohen, Weston A. Price Foundation, he says, A study called the J, B, and S. M. McKinley study showed that disease such as tuberculosis, diphtheria, smallpox, and other childhood illnesses were declining by as much as 90% prior to the introduction of vaccines. Now, what about, I read you during the Quack Report, you know, GlaxoSmithKline kind of, you know, supposedly making a mistake and dumping polio virus into the water supply there and Belgium. Well, you know, can you vaccinate through a water supply? Well, the delivery of a vaccine is possible in drinking water, but we're told that it's not as strong as a vaccination through eye drops, aerosols, or intramuscular injections. All right, so what we're seeing, apparently, from the scientific community is a dysregulation of the immune system. So Dr. Thomas Cohen explained that vaccines will change the way the immune system works. He states that repeated vaccinations for our immune system, it loses its ability to properly work. And statistically, we have poorer health the longer that we live. So Dr. Cohen explained that our immune system has two actions. He says one is called the cell-mediated action, and the other is called the humoral action. So the cell-mediated action detects viruses or other pathogens. It manufactures the white blood cells, you know, the antibodies to eradicate the infection and clear the debris, and these types of actions from your immune system produce what is called sick symptoms, such as, you know, you may have fever, chills, cough, mucus, that kind of thing. Now, the humoral action of your immune system, it's responsible for coding these antibodies that it makes and associating it with similar pathogens with previously coded antibodies and preventing a repeat illness. So your immune system is supposed to have a memory bank, and it's supposed to see similarities in pathogens, and then it may say, okay, well, you had something similar a year ago, so we made this antibody for it, so we're going to take that, and we're going to use that as a base, and we're going to make another antibody for this particular sickness that you now have. So this is, so on down the road, you're supposed to have less frequent illness. That's the beauty of your immune system. It's supposed to work like that. But vaccines suppress, deplete, and exhaust the cell-mediated action, thereby disabling your immune system's ability to fight off infections. So for this reason, people become ill with epidemic conditions like allergies, eczema, asthma, diabetes, autoimmune diseases, Crohn's disease, MS, thyroid disease, and a whole slew of other things. So either science is ignorant of how the human immune system functions, or it's destroying it, or they know exactly what they're doing, causing this endless supply of sick patients. So if only 5 to 20% of adverse drug reactions and hospital procedures that gone wrong get reported, then it's not outside common sense to believe that the harm that's caused by vaccines is also underreported or purposely hidden. Well, I'm in the business of enabling your immune system, not disabling it. So enabling your immune system is, you know, what we all need to be doing. It is our one true defense against deadly pathogens, even the genetically modified ones. So stop destroying what God gave you and avoid the vaccines. So there are powerful herbs that support and enhance your immune system function. So there are herbs that will empower your entire immune system, including the part that was suppressed with your vaccines, if you had any. So if you'll be amazed, really, how fast your body can fight back and can destroy illnesses. So those long, drawn-out encounters that you have with viruses and bacterial infections will be a thing of the past, all without antibiotics, expensive doctor's office visits, or missing time off from work or school. So get busy, empower yourself, learn how you can strengthen your immune system. You know, call the experts in immune boosting and organ cleansing. That's what they do. They'll empower you with education and tools, and you'll be amazed at what you can do. That's Apothecary Herbs. Give them a call. They have a toll-free at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. Or the website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Hey, ask for a free product catalog. They have one of those. Also, right now, they're celebrating fall. It's their fall celebration. So now through Wednesday, that'd be tomorrow, you will get double reward points when you purchase online or over the phone. Just mention you are a participant in the program for reward points, and they'll manually add those credits to your account. But you also get free shipping on orders of $45 or more. So double reward points and free shipping now through Wednesday. Now that offer ends at midnight, Wednesday the 23rd of September. So you can go to the website on the homepage. They have the coupon code that you can plug in to get that benefit, reward points, double reward points, and free ship. Now, if you're outside the United States, don't use the code, but you'll get double reward points when you shop, okay? So the free ship is just for the United States. I hear music, so that means I gotta take a break. We'll be right back.
Cause you're all I need. pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. A little retro with the disco going on there with our bumper. Well, we're gonna talk a little bit more about vaccines because, you know, don't you think it's a little odd that, you know, Ebola virus kind of popped up last year, the year and a half ago, and then, of course, they had this Ebola experimental drug, probably a vaccine. So the medical treatment for Ebola or any virus has a lot of people concerned, since science, you know, has been revealing that, you know, in a lot of their research, there's been fraud. So people start wondering, you know, is there any fraud involved in this treatment or that treatment? So we're going to take a look at how they go about disease prevention treatments and what we may be giving up because of their promise to protect us. Well, according to the leading edge research group, vaccines have mutated into a negative genetic instrument of for science. Oof. So there appears to be genetic material from varied life forms, as we mentioned, the GM stuff, in the vaccines. And guess how long they've been doing that? They've been doing that since the 70s. Scientists in Geneva stated that vaccines can change the genetic structure of the vaccines. And therefore, when they give them to humans, scientists in Geneva says it changes the genetic structure of humans who get them. So according to the University of Geneva Science Department, there's DNA substances in your vaccines which are injected directly into the blood system and become part of the human genetic structure. So modern medicine thinks this is a benefit because they have learned how to transfer resistance or non-resistance forms of species from one to another. So they think, hey, we're just broadening your resistance. We're helping your immune system. Uh-huh. So they have been able to splice and been able to jump the gap on certain pathogens, and this includes pathogens that were normally just in plants or animals but are now infecting humans. So scientists are completely erasing the defining barriers among man and other species. So what this means is bacterial, viral, and other pathogenic pathogens through history could not be transferred to humans. Now science is transferring it. They're manipulating it and forcing it to be transferred to jump the gap. And they're calling this transcession, which is a root word. To transcend means to seek to go beyond the limits, you know, that our Creator set. So they're pushing God's boundaries there. Now let's look at some research. Scientists know what course they're embarking on, and they're going to do it anyway. In 1977, the International Review of Cryotology, Volume 51, stated that foreign DNA in treatments transforms the cells and can cause cell malignancy. So this is why Dr. Carley, who is numerous times on this show, often said that vaccines are the cause of all degenerative diseases, including cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and so forth. And here's why. When foreign DNA enters the human body or into animals, it transcribes into cells to create a different organism. This process can release bacterial DNA, which promotes cancer-causing malignant DNA. So this is really not just the human sector, but also the veterinarian medicine sector today, as we see more and more pets with cancer. Now, in 1975, science discovered that the virus causing cancer in animals had a special enzyme called reverse transcriptase. So these are viruses known as RNA viruses, which have been created to form DNA strands to integrate with the host DNA and infect it. So modern medicine knows that they're killing billions of people and animals with vaccination treatments, and the world is focused on, you know, other things. So they know what they're doing. I don't think they're ignorant at all of how the human immune system functions as much as they know about it. They've actually figured out a way to undermine it. So is there a safe vaccine? Well, the research of Dr. Robert Simpson of Rutgers University reported on the DNA and vaccines. He wrote that the RNA viruses, which do not cause the cancer, will form DNA without needing the reverse transcriptase. So when this happens, modern medicine calls this a provirus, and these provirus cells can sit dormant, latent, for long periods of time without producing any symptoms whatsoever or any disease, But then Dr. Simpson gave some examples of common RNA viruses that don't directly cause cancer but can form what they call proviruses, and they would be influenza, measles, mumps, and polio. So a German scientist, Zinchenko, in 1967 reported that the multiple sclerosis disease was provoked by the following vaccinations: smallpox, typhoid, tetanus, polio, tuberculosis, diphtheria, and rabies. So this research was published in October 1967 in the British Medical Journal. So when humans are inoculated with, but not against, but with influenza, measles, mumps, and polio, what is really happening is that modern medicine is seeding our body with an RNA forming proviruses, which after a long period of time reawaken, delivering another generation of chronically ill people. So, are there any diseases in which vaccinations cause detrimental yet not lethal diseases? Well, these are diseases that vaccines cause, which reduce function, quality of life, can shorten longevity. And science has known for some time that the vaccines can cause what medicine calls mesenchymal or collagen diseases. These are called rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, multiple sclerosis. So they know they're causing these diseases with vaccines. So when this disease occurs, it's due to human tissue being impenetrated with a foreign genetic material from the vaccine. And in the case of lupus, the foreign genetic material starts to change the cells of the body, and the immune system sees everything as a foreign substance and attacks it. So there is nothing wrong with the immune system. So whoever has a lupus patient, you're told by your doctors your immune system's broken, it's malfunctioning. Your immune system's fine. It's working correctly. It's attacking what God did not put there. So medicine will pump lupus patients full of immune-suppressing drugs, and they usually die of things like pneumonia or the flu because they have no immunity anymore. And this is a slow death. In my book, it's lethal, and it's deliberate. All right, now in 1964, the Journal of the American Medical Association reported on a study involving the polymoma virus. It seems that this virus produces a DNA virus that causes tumors. What they found was the genetic DNA material within this polymoma virus, and it was transformed from a malignant hamster embryo cell culture. So medicine can justify all the misery and death that they cause, all they want, all these insane, unnatural treatments, because it was animal sources that they used it, and they say that the animal source was faulty. That's the reason. So they used an animal to incubate or hibernate or whatever they did to make a vaccine, and they just blame the whole thing on the animal. It's not the animal. It's not the equipment. It's the scientific community's mind that's faulty, to be sure. So cancer has really exploded because of cancer-inducing vaccines. In 1961, the Journal of Science reported that the smallpox vaccine and poliovirus act as carcinogens together because they are catalysts for producing cancer. They proved it with the animal studies and with amounts of that were really too small to produce cancerous tumors on their own. So the vaccines can give you cancer before cigarettes will, or before drinking too much alcohol will. So medical physicians, they read these studies. They know the public doesn't, though, see. So this is the reason why a lot of medical doctors don't vaccinate their own family, right? But they'll advise you to get it so they can keep their license. That's hypocritical. That's hypocrisy. God hates that. So actually, Dr. Oz is one of those doctors. He kept encouraging people to get the flu shot, but when he was asked, he declined, and he says his family doesn't get the flu vaccine. So, but, you know, let's focus on something else in the news, and you take your mind off it while you stand in line for your vaccine. Now, in April 1972, the Journal of Science published findings that the U.S. polio cases were 100% caused by polio vaccine. By 1997, it was suspected the poliovirus made on monkey tissue culture was causing the uptick in leukemia cases, making the vaccines on animal tissue cultures a problem for medical science. But they knew about that several decades in advance. So, like I said, improve your immune system function. You know, protect what God gave you. And the Lord says herbs are here for the service of man, Psalms 104. He also said in the first book of Genesis, herbs are meat. I give you the green grass and the herb to eat as meat. Meat means protein, means, you know, nutrition, help the body. So you think herbs are impotent? God says no. All right, we're going to shift gears away from the vaccine thing. But yeah, the folks at Apothecary Herbs do have several immune system formulas that you might want to check into. They have very broad spectrum ones. They have more targeted ones for things like sinus or pneumonia. So check them out. They even have a pandemic kit. And you'll be amazed how fast you get over just the common cold and other things that come around each year when you power up and strengthen your immune system defense. All right, we're going to talk about fat, eating some certified healthy fat. We're just obsessed with not getting fat in our foods, but there is some really healthy fat we should be consuming. But we need to know the difference between healthy fat and not healthy fat. So if you're reading your product labels, it can be somewhat of a challenge sometimes to determine if the fat in the packaged food is real or is it synthetic. Is the sweetening agent real or is it artificial? So if you consume artificial fats and sweeteners, you are going to pick up weight pretty quick. And you also run the risk of being obese and getting type 2 diabetes. So we have strayed far away from healthy living that contains real whole foods. Now, in the 1880s, there was only 2.8 cases of diabetes in this country for every 100,000 people. By 1949, that rate jumped to almost 30 out of 100,000. So before we even had a distinction between type 1 and 2, type 2 diabetes, they just called it all diabetes. Currently, we have 10% to 20% of the world population that's diabetic, on diabetic medicine. That's like 1.39 million people. So the solution medicine says, listen, we need to go high tech. You know, we need to make insulin delivery easy. How about we just not become diabetic? Watch those vaccines too. Now, according to some research out of Indiana by scientist Susan Swithers at Purdue University, rats that were fed a high-fat diet and rats fed a low-calorie, low-fat diet containing artificial fat and sugar substitutes, well, those rats actually gained more weight and much faster than the rats on the regular high-fat diet. So if you're on a low-fat diet with artificial ingredients, you're more likely to become obese and get diabetes. A recent interview with David DeSalvo, author of What Makes Your Brain Happy and Why You Should Do the Opposite, he revealed how these fake foods create metabolic havoc in our body. He says that our brain gets fooled with the artificial fat and the sweeteners, which triggers a biological response. So if we eat real fat and sugar, it sets off a chain reaction. You get some salivation, you get hormonal reactions, and your digestion reacts. And this is normal for the body. It anticipates real calories from the real food, real fat, real sugar. So when this nutrition doesn't materialize, if you're using the artificial stuff, the brain reacts differently. It triggers a starvation mode. So then it starts to convert a lot of calories that you do have into fat and stores it, so it makes weight loss much more difficult. So the brain is kind of wired to react to taste, and the controls and the chemicals and the hormones that metabolically all communicate together. So we're all connected here. So there really is no way to change your brain setting from taste to have your, you know, cake and eat it too, if you will. So watch the artificial sweeteners. Actually, they make you crave sugary carbohydrates, if you noticed. So let's look at some culprit foods. You want to check your labels for ingredients. Avoid foods that will make you overweight and diabetic. Foods that contain olestra or aspartame are going to make you crave those starchy sweets like I mentioned. These ingredients have been shown to interfere with the human body's ability to regulate food intake and metabolize it, the nutrition. So in other words, these ingredients will encourage you to overeat and to eat a lot of empty calories, then thereby putting you on the fast track of looking like a sumo wrestler. So scientists have known that artificial sweeteners confuse your nutrient receptors into thinking real sugar is being supplied to the body. The body is unable to metabolize the fake sugar, so it stores more fat. So to give you an idea how widespread this food conspiracy is, you want to read your labels and look for products that have these culprit fake foods in them. Pringles chips, margarine, non-dairy creamers, Cool Whip, soft serve ice cream, breads, Fiber One cereal, popcorn, and all that junk on it, light fat-free yogurts, light orange juice, and Quaker snack bars. Very bad. Hey, if you're worried about overeating gentian root, we'll stop that in a skinny minute. You just take that at 30 minutes before you eat a meal, and you will not overeat. Okay, gentian root. Looking for that? Thepowerherbs.com. So since the brain has its own setting, you know, it controls the metabolism, when we try to trick it, re-engineer our foods, you know, it leads us down a road to some difficult times, you know, and we gain a lot of weight. It's hard to lose. So instead, you might want to try eating foods that you know your brain has appropriate responses to, provides nutrition to help you keep the proper weight. So that would be whole grains, organic meats, fruits, and vegetables. Simple. And avoid all those processed breads with all those the dough conditioners. I mean, you cannot go to a standard grocery store and go to the bakery section where they have all this stuff laying out on, you know, island displays. You pick it up, you read the label, it's like 3 inches long of ingredients, you know, 3 inches by an inch and a half, or 2 inches wide. I mean, and you see dough conditioners and all these additives and preservatives. And I mean, I just shake my head and put it down. I can't believe people put that stuff in the cart and check out with that. I mean, if you just adopt this simple rule, you'll probably say, well, there's nothing I can buy. Yes, there is. Just you got to be smart where you're shopping. But you want to put anything back that has more than 8 ingredients listed, okay? That's my 8-ingredient rule. Nothing comes in my house that has more than 8 ingredients listed on the label. I mean, you know what I'm saying. I mean, if it's organic stuff it's listed, that's fine. But, you know, once we get past the core stuff, the rest is, you know. Like, pick up a bag of potato chips. Read it. It should be potato chips, salt, oil. What else is there? That's it. Now, if you're looking at some of these chips with all these flavorings, then you get, you know, dehydrated dairy on there, seasoning, but then you get the preservatives, so the thing doesn't go rancid and mold and so forth and so on. So, read. So all these foods get re-engineered. And what happens, these fake foods, they're there to extend shelf life for profit. And the profits come before your health does. So if it doesn't seem right to you, if it's not natural, you know, you put it back. you definitely want to be eating organic foods. Make it simple. Keep your dinners routine and simple. Cook them yourself. Try to stay away from that prepackaged stuff. Even the stuff where you just saute some meat and throw in the prepackaged stuff, read that. It's outrageous what's in there. Actually, the FDA should ban a lot of things from the market. You know, in 1899, David Wesson introduced cottonseed oil. It was a cheap alternative to olive oil for cooking, but it's taken its toll. The FDA should actually ban it because it's full of pesticides. A lot of Americans have, you know, a love affair with potato chips, like I mentioned, a lot of junk foods, and they all have these processed oils in there. In 1903, the dehydrogenated oils hit the market. It was a patented process. It was invented by William Norman. It turned unsaturated fatty acids into saturated fats. So then the floodgates for adulterated foods were swung wide open when that happened with the artificial oils there that were produced. Crisco and the trans fatty acids, for example, 3 and 4 generations now, we're seeing the detrimental effect of these artificial foods and fats and sweeteners and oils. It wasn't immediately obvious, but now it certainly is. I mean, you could just look at newsreels of, the end of World War II. You can't find any overweight people in them. You just turn on our national news, and you see plenty of that. So if you're looking for some nutrition to also give you energy, enzymes, amino acids, vitamins, protein, and you can eat lighter or not feel hungry, check out the Body Food Mix. You just throw it in juice or a smoothie, and you can eat lighter, have lots of energy, and correct that lifestyle and lose that weight. Lose the weight. Stay away from the foods that create the weight, that fool the body, trick the brain, store the fat. No, got to get away from that. And especially the holiday season coming up, where you're going to be tempted with a lot of stuff. Prepackaged stuff, too. People just don't cook anymore. So they're going to just go to the grocery store and pick up something at the deli, pick up something at the bakery. But it's also going to be displayed without the label on it. You're not going to know what's in it. So be aware of that, okay? This holiday season, so you can be healthy out there. Power up that immune system, too, so you're more resistant to cold and flu. And if you need help, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a free catalog waiting to send you. 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. And if your overeating issue is going to be a thing of the past, get some gentian root. All right? So you don't have to worry about that. ThePowerHerbs.com. Check it out. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. This is medical advice from a licensed medical physician. If you dare, before using any product or therapy, I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, I wish you all to be well.